This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity.
Hi, on Rewind today, we look at the series Winona Earp as it ends its run on the Sci-Fi Channel. We start off with the beginning of the series and the end.
Stay tuned for more Sci-Fi Talk with Tony Tolato.
Winona Earp has its season finale this week, and I spoke to Melanie Scorfano, Winona herself, plus Natalie Krill, who is Wyla Earp, and the series showrunner, Emily Andress.
Ladies, it's great to talk to you. The last episode was awesome. It really was.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Interview over. Thank you.
Talk about putting a bow on the season and even leaving something open, which I won't spoil. But, that what I really liked about it is really kind of like the struggle going on between Willow and Winona and trying to bring her back, to kind of bring her back in the fold a little bit. Talk about that and filming those scenes and creating those scenes, what it was like.
I'll just say from Willow's perspective, I think she does love Winona deeply, but what's driving her is she thinks she's doing something that's for the greater good. So she's a martyr. She thinks, like nothing else matters because she's going to save everyone. And this is what she has to do. It doesn't matter about her relationships and this is that, this and that. It's just that she has to do this.
Yeah, and the same for Winona. Like, I think they're both, really believe that their way is going to be the thing that saves the world, so to speak, and literally. And it's also that tricky thing of, like, for Winona, this is her big sister who was her best friend, and besides her father, this is who she idolized. And to be able to see her for what she is now is really difficult and really just sort of there's that block that happens when you love somebody and you don't want to see them honestly.
Mm-hmm.
which was really, really sad. And I hope I sort of answered the question. I have to apologize to everyone.
Yeah.
I'm like in public, and I'm so, like, and people are passing by and I'm trying to
That's
focus.
Perfect.
It's really, I'm totally going to do this again. It's working out well. Just kidding. It's not. It's awful.
<Perfect.
Yeah. laughs>
When you guys were talking about it, you made me realize, you girls are so smart. When you were both talking about it, you made me realize, like, oh my God, Will and Winona kind of want the same thing. They both think they're saving the world.
Yeah.
And now
I'm going
to pretend that's what I intended. I'm going to be like, yeah, that's what they want. That's totally what I wrote. But it's not. You guys are way smarter. So see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So writing credits or? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Bye. Can't hear you. You're cutting out.
Parents, say bye.
And I'll tell you, when people see the scene between you and the graveyard, and I won't get into specifics, but both of you really brought it to that scene. It was really well done. Really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
And the show leads the league in WTF moments, I think, especially when you see the end. It was like,
Oh, good.
How dare you do that? But thank you, ladies.
Sorry, not sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I also spoke to Catherine Burrell, who is Deputy Nicole Haught.
I really loved watching this relationship between Waverly and your character kind of bloom. And although it even in the finale, it hits a few speed bumps, it's mostly on her end too. But I just love the fact that right off the bat, you knew you liked her, and just watching the whole, kind of courtship develop was really a lot of fun. What was it like on your end to play off each other and did you also kind of know where this was going to go as far as a relationship?
I didn't know where it was going to go as far as a relationship. Originally, I was kind of going episode by episode. When I was hired, I thought I was only doing 6 episodes, and then things just kind of developed and continued from there, but I don't know if that was something that was pre-planned and I just didn't know about, or what was happening with that. So I didn't know where the relationship was going, so I was very much kind of
like the fans are discovering it as an actor, I was kind of doing that while reading the script and just kind of reading ahead and just seeing where the whole thing was going to go. And I'm so beyond happy with where we ended at the end of season one. Working with Dominika was absolutely amazing. She's become an extremely good friend of mine, and I just always felt so at ease with her. And I think the most important thing for us as actors was just to make the relationship between Waverly and Nicole feel as genuine and heartfelt as possible. I think the relationship, the writers on the show did a really beautiful job of making this relationship kind of so beautifully juxtaposed to what Wynonna was going through with, not really knowing what she wanted and feeling, really conflicted about, her feelings towards either Doc or dolls or men in general. And I think Dreams, and a way to explore those two different kinds of relationships really nicely.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was just, I think you said it, it was genuine, and I really appreciate it. Credit the writers for not going into cliche territory at all. And I really appreciated that. And kept it very honest and genuine. So it was, I'm a man, but it was fun to watch it. I like a good relationship. It doesn't matter between two men or two women or whatever, you know? So we like relationships in our characters. That's the way it works.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's a nice compliment. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more Rewind on Sci-Fi Talk, so stay tuned. And to finish things off, I participated in a roundtable with Tim Rozon, who is Doc Holliday. How are you, Tim?
Hey.
Tim Rozon.
Last time I saw you, we were at San Diego Comic-Con at the bar at a sci-fi party, so it was good to see you again.
The good old days.
Yeah, it's the good old days. What? There you go. I love it. I love it. So how does it feel this season, you know, compared to other seasons, getting back to work and kind of getting back into it?
Well, you know, let's be honest, it took almost 2 years to get this season done, which is just, it's a complete madness. There was the whole, I still don't know, understand what happened between season three and season five, season three and four, what happened and why we almost lost the show the first time and what happened. I don't know all the details. I never got into it when the Earpers did the amazing thing and, you know, they fought like they did and maybe back. And then, we came back and I was so happy to be back at work. And then the craziest thing in the world happened. Just the world went crazy. And this is, you know, the global pandemic hit and I didn't think we'd finish again. And then sure enough, I got the call and we were the first show back filming. Wow. We were the first people to shoot during Corona. And what a blessing that was. I mean, what a great responsibility also, and scary thing at the same time. But we got to do it, and it finally got finished. So yeah, it was different for so many reasons. I had a feeling that it might be the last because it took so long to finally get there to do it. That at least I made sure that I was aware of that while we were filming, especially that the second half, the stuff that's about to air coming next Friday. Just every second and every day, I said, man, you're just, how lucky I am to get to be this amazing character with this amazing crew of people. And know that this could possibly be it. So just to enjoy it, to embrace it, not take it for granted for a second. And kind of that way, you know, when we wrapped, I kind of could wrap.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Meeting those fans, the Earpers.
Yeah, you know, it's like when I meet these Earpers, they're like, oh my God, thank you. We love the show. But what they don't understand is like, I'm the lucky one for being a part of that community, you know? Like the Earper community and what they've created, it's not going to stop just because the Stowe Shop. And I know that. And what they've created and what they did is amazing. You know, they got together and they did the billboards and they saved the show and they created these conventions of amazing people. And just, I remember when COVID hit, I did one Zoom. They had one Earper Zoom that I think it had 50 people in it and the Zoom never ended. And it was just the community. So they all be together at all the time. So if you needed support, and it's like, it's a community built on kindness and support in a time when we all need that so much. And togetherness and acceptance, and it's beautiful, and it's more important than a show about killing demons. So for me, I'm the lucky one to be a part of that.
I think for me that if you look at the idea of this show on paper, it was like, there's no way this is going to succeed. I mean, you know, why, you know, Doc Holliday's back and they're killing demons and she's Wyatt Earp's descendant. It's like, how is that going to come off? And yet you guys beat the odds. Comment on that. I mean, it was like, I guess when you were shooting, you must have felt, hey, we got something here.
I did. You know, and it's great that I could say that in all honesty, because sometimes you don't feel it, you know, and I did. I said, wow, we got something special here. You could just tell, you know. Well, the actors already were just incredible. Everybody from the get-go was just, you know, Melanie Scorfano is an incredible actress. And Dominique is incredible. And Kat and Shamir, it was an incredible. We were very lucky. From day one, I could kind of feel we had something special. It took a minute to kind of get into it and understand it, you know, the show. You know, I think Wynonna Earp really starts earping around episode 5, 6, you know, when it finds its groove and it embraces the comedy and the madness, because it's absolutely wacko in the best way possible. And when we embrace the madness is when it really becomes incredible. Yeah, I had a feeling from the beginning. I knew anyway. I knew as a character, what a character to play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the part that hurts the most. I mean, it's nothing like putting that hat on and being Doc Holliday. It is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Sci-Fi Talk returns in a moment.
On what he did during Wynonna Earp's downtime.
I was working the entire time. I did an incredible show for Sci-Fi called Vagrant Queen. I was in South Africa the entire time. I was very lucky and jumped into another very fun character and then came back and hit Doc. And then the pandemic hit.
Right.
And then I said, well, this is crazy. What, like, you know, we're still in it, but I said, you know, how are we ever going to work again? And then last year was my busiest year ever. I went straight from Wynonna Earp to a new show called Surreal Estate. I finished Wynonna Earp on the Friday and I started Surreal Estate on the Monday. I mean, there was a lot of COVID tests in between.
Right.
But and I jumped right into a new series. So I'm pretty lucky, to be honest. And the good thing about Doc is I never have to wonder. I can find Doc anytime. You know, it's as soon as I get that hat. It's that character is always there. He's very easy to find. You know, he's grown so much. So that's the funnest part. It's just going along, and I'm very happy with the arc. You know, the way it ended, I thanked Emily every, I said, this is incredible what you've given me. What a gift of a character and an ending, you know, just thank you. What a gift. You know, I had some tough seasons, you know, season 4, I did some tough stuff. You know, the fans like, why'd you do this? Well, you know, I just show up, you know, I got to do what I got to do. And, but the way it all ended, it really came full circle for me. You know, it was beautiful.
On coming back to Doc after other projects.
It's you know, first of all, it takes me about 3 months to grow that mustache. So most of my time is around the mustache. Even the other shows I do, they know that I have to have facial hair in some way or another. I think I was one of the first people on a Hallmark movie to have a beard, but it was the only way I could sign the contract because I needed the beard to grow into a mustache. You know, it's like, sorry. I remember my agent telling me, oh, you know, you might lose the movie because of the beard. Hallmark wants you clean shaven. I said, well, then tell Hallmark it was nice seeing you. You know, we're talking about Doc Holliday. I'm not doing a fake mustache. I'm just not doing it. So that helps. You know, it literally takes me like 3 months to get into character. So I'm already there and preparing. But like I said, that character lived right here before I got that part. I remember I did that audition. It was for me, the audition I couldn't wait to do, you know, and the same with the screen test. And the screen test can be very stressful. I don't care who you are. You know, you're nervous. It's a screen test and you're in LA and there's producers and there's jobs and there's contract. I was not nervous for Doc Holliday. Not first. Get me in the room. Get out of my way. I just want to show you Doc. I just want to be this guy. You know, it was the only time I've ever been like that.
Right.
What's it like when Melanie stepped behind the camera and directed episodes and other actors and did that too?
Yeah, you know, it was super fun. And what's crazy is she actually came and did this new show that I'm on called Surreal Estate. She came and did two full episodes of that. So I got to see the real difference, you know, because Wynonna Earp, it's Wynonna Earp. And yes, she's directing, but it's our crew and it's our, you know, but she's very fortunate. I'll tell you this, because I've never seen somebody get so much support. We all support her so much from day one. You know, I remember everybody's like, oh my God, when I, you know, because she came on Surreal Estate later and the other cast member was like, dude, shut up about Melanie already. Like, I just like, wait till she gets here. She's going to kill it. She's the best actor. And I just noticed immediately everybody, you know, comes around to support just around her. They're on board with whatever the plan is. Yeah, it's remarkable. Yeah. And it was fun because it's Mel. So, you know, I think her jokes didn't land as good on the new set as much as the Wynonna set. You know, it takes a while to get used to the Melanie Scofano. But yeah, it was awesome.
And the challenging moments of the series.
It was probably be season three when Doc became a vampire. And there was a scene where we were out on the porch. And Wynonna wouldn't let Doc in the house again. She was ashamed of him. That one hurt. That one I took to heart really bad. You know, I remember I even hid the teeth in the scene, which wasn't scripted or anything, but that was my shame. It's just the shame of it. I was so ashamed of the character even for what he had done and how badly he let down this. You know, because we get the scripts, but once we're going, you don't really have time to jump ahead. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, ooh, so you get it a couple of days before maybe, and you kind of sink your teeth into it. But, you know, that's about it. That's all. And then you get these scenes, and Melanie's such a good actress, man. You need to connect. If you disconnect, it's over, you know? So you just got to stay locked in. And when you're locked in and she's literally looking at you like you're a piece of, you know, you, how do you do this? It rips you inside. And I remember it was like 3 a.m, night shoot, out at the homestead, -30. I'm out on the thing with these fangs in my thing, just ashamed. And that one hurt. She gave me a eucalyptus plant. What's the one for that heals his bruises? Yeah, the aloe vera, because she slapped so many times that night out there in the balcony. Any other person, I maybe say like no, but for the process, not that I'm that method an actor, but I was like, Mel, let's just do it, man. Let's, you know, let it go. You have my permission. You know what I mean? Like you can let me have it. And she let me have it. So, you know, all night just out there and she, wow, how, you're not coming in the house. How could you? Boom. And just each one, I was like, ah, why, Doc? I remember that night I was like, oh, I got home and I was like, I didn't fall asleep right away. And then she got me an aloe vera plant, which I kept forever. Now, I have that somewhere still. I have a cactus that the SFX grips gave me because they buried me alive one season underneath the house. But I was actually buried that whole day. And it was just easier for me to stay buried than come out all day. So I stayed there all day. And then they brought me juice containers with straws. And the crew is like, this guy who's going to stay in the dirt, it's easier. Because if not, it's an hour to come out of the dirt. Then they got to reset it for an hour. And it's like, I was like, guys, I'm chilling, man. I'll just stay here. And so the SFX guys gave me a cactus that said, thanks for not being a prick.
Oh, that's great.
I kept that with me every day, and the aloe vera plant that Melanie gave me.
As far as this character, Vampire, you've had quite an arc with him.
Yeah,
and it's like, what's it like when you get a script and it's kind of like, hey, look what I'm doing this week, kind of thing.
Craziness, especially when, you know, because at the end of the day, whatever a good guy or a bad guy is, I don't know, but I think I'm more like a good guy. And so when Doc does bad guy stuff, it's tough on me, you know. What are you doing, man? Wow, you know, it's tough. But that's the beauty of acting, is to just to get to do and be other characters and stuff. But you know, the coolest thing of all is the way that it ends. It all kind of came together in such a beautiful way that he learned from all that stuff. You know, at the end of the day, Doc, and he gets it, in my opinion, kind of before Wynonna does, that you got to let go of the past. to have a future. You must let go. And Doc lets go. Season 4 is beautiful. And I remember being so thankful for Emily saying, wow, what a gift you've given me as a character this season, to, that this man can, he can be brave enough to make that choice and just let it go. Just let go. It was incredible. And then it makes all the hard stuff and the bad stuff you do. It's more for the pot. It makes the stew more tasty.
How about justifying Doc's actions sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, the coolest thing ever for me, that it was actually Michael Eklund, the actor who played Bobo Del Rey so incredibly on our show. He told me once, and I've stolen his answer a million times, but I told him I stole it. So it's, when somebody asked him, hey, Mikey, what's it like playing the bad guy? And he said, well, the bad guy doesn't know he's the bad guy, does he? The bad guy thinks he's the good guy. And the coolest thing about a show like Wynonna Earp is if you really look at it, and in season 4, it's really evident to me, is what she's doing good? Is what the bad person's doing bad? It's like, who's more selfish in what they're doing? And everybody has their own reasons. So, we all do stuff. Nobody's perfect. Nobody is. We all do different things. So that's what makes a character a character. So for me, I never, other actors, they get upset and they question stuff and they call the showrunner and they call the writers. I've never done that once.
Right.
I accept and I trust in what we're going with. And that's my job at the end of the day too, is to perform what you've worked really hard at and created. And my job is to try and deliver that in the best way that I can. But the coolest thing about Doc Holliday is even when I played the things that I disagreed with, he always had the heart. And for me, I don't know how it came across, but it was always evident to me that it's there. Mm-hmm. You could always tell the man had the heart. Even in the choice, some of the tough choices he had or the bad things that he did, for me, it was always obvious that the man had a heart. And that's how I played him from day one.
Well, congratulations. It was just an amazing series. And you killed it as Doc Holliday. You really did.
Thank you so much, guys. That means it means a lot. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Sci-Fi and his talented team. A special series, Wynonna Earp, based on an interesting graphic novel, but really taking it to a new level. For Rewind, I'm Tony Talata.